This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Gets a hold of this one into right field. Adell going back, and it's going to off the wall. No, it is gone. It is over that yellow line. A three-run shot for Colson Montgomery in this first inning. How good has he been? Seven home runs now since the All-Star break.
I just think it's fun because the Sox are watchable, they're enjoyable, and I think they have turned a corner.
What?
That has been one of the things that my partner has been saying for a while, that he feels like the White Sox organizationally have turned a corner. Okay. Okay.
Well, I mean, the reasons I brought that stuff up
is
the volume of prospects of consequence, the stories of development wins that had been accumulating, what I saw as thoughtful strategy on especially the pitching side with Brian Bannister, but also the hitting side with Ryan Fuller. The Colson Montgomery swing school and the way that they talked about it, the pitching philosophy and strategy of taking biomechanical breaks with certain prospects to use their time better, like things like that.
I do think that's brilliant. I do think that is a break from baseball tradition that has needed to happen.
Right.
Where it's like, you know what? You know what we should do? Stop playing for a little bit. Just stop.
Yeah.
Let's figure some of this stuff out. It's clear because the idea is this person needs to play to make these changes. And while I do think that there is a huge component of that, if you are to the granular part of making a player better, it's not playing as much as it is practice. And it's hard to practice while you're still dealing with the stress of a game performance in a game.
Going through the grind, you know? Going through the grind every day and still trying to find your way is a big, big ask. So, yeah, like those are some of the reasons from the organizational perspective. But I certainly have talked to a lot of people on Hit and Run and otherwise who are like, I'm sorry, I just need to see it on the big league level. I'm just going to need to see that. Thank you.
I'm not quite as strident as they are, but I'm closer to where they are than where you are.
They're 10-5 since the All-Star break. Only the Brewers and the Red Hot Marlins have a better record.
How about the Marlins?
Amazing.
Good God.
But the White Sox, 10-5, they have one of the best offenses since the All-Star break. In terms of OPS since the break, they are third behind the Brewers and, wait for it, the Colorado Rockies, ladies and gentlemen.
The chase.
The chase for the chase for disgrace. But the White Sox are tied for the second most runs since the break. Of course, behind the mighty Milwaukee Brewers again. And it's the kids. Colson Montgomery has 7 homers in 11 games.
He's been very good.
After no homers in his first 14, he made some adjustments and now has 7 in 11 games.
It's kind of amazing. I'd also need to see when he goes around the league once, what does that look like?
I mean, absolutely. But I spent some time with Len Casper and Darren Jackson the other night driving back from South Bend. Not in person, but but on the air.
I did too, Speaks. Saturday night, you start to doze off a little bit. I was like, you know what, let me put my guys on and finish off the rest of this game here.
Didn't they sound great, man?
They always do, yeah.
I know, but like they're so excited. And a lot of people around the team and those who follow the team closely, talked to James Fegan yesterday, like on Hit and Run, but it's like people are excited because it's so obviously a different team. It is so obviously a different manager, a different vibe, and they've been doing a lot of things right on the field much of the year. Now the wins are following suit, and it's a lot of the kids, man. Edgar Caro's been killing it, been using him at DH, and that's been good. And yeah, some of the veterans and, you know, like Talkman and some of the other guys who aren't necessarily going to be around when you're good are part of it, obviously. But, you know, Talkman's been a good influence. But it's the kids, man. It's and Jordan Leisure looking real good over the weekend. Like, there's
Teal.
Kyle Teal. I mean, there's like, and Mydroth is a player. That kid is a player. So there's a nice thing happening. It's the beginnings of something.
Okay.
That's amazing.
I'm glad that you're in that place.
You know what somebody brought up yesterday? That the White Sox are going to turn a corner as an org. They're going to be real good.
And then there's going to be a work stoppage.
Damn Skippy. They're going to be real good next year in the bonus year. And they're going to be like, man, look at them. Oh,
they're on the come.
They're next. Next year's the bonus year. And they're going to be like, they made the playoffs. They even won a series.
I think that's probably too generous.
Well, okay. To be honest with you, like, if they were good next year, I would take it. Like, fine. I'll deal with the work stoppage. Just get, if they're good next year, I'll take it.
Define good.
I just went head out over skis. Like, maybe they'd be next year's version of last year's Tigers, you know? The Marlins, could the Marlins be this year's version of last year's Tigers, right? If the Marlins go on a run here, Marlins have been good for a while now. Like,
since the end of June, right?
Yeah,
they've made that, what were they, 16 games under? And now they're at 500? That's wild.
Yeah. I mean, it's some crazy stuff.
They're six games out of the wild card as we sit here right now, 55 and 55.
They're making a push. And it's so funny when you see how they're doing it. Like, Kyle Stowers has been absolutely great, right? And the Marlins got him and Connor Norby in exchange for the pitcher Trevor Rogers.
Connor Knight.
Yeah. So, and then Augustin Ramirez, their catcher who's killing it, he was part of the package for Jazz Chisholm from the Yankees.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jazz had quite the weekend this weekend.
In any event, you know, before we eventually will make this back around to the Cubs, we're going to the Marlins prospects and things like that. But, like, there's a lot of Sox fans. Like, I know Lawrence is skeptical, and I am too generally, but I'm just trying to live in the moment with this. Like, I even...
So what'd you do?
I bought the CHSN app, you know. I'm sitting out there. My wife's out of town, right? Wife's out of town. Daughter was with her friends. And I'm just sitting there, like, you know, all the chores were done. I'm like, you know what? I'd love to go sit outside in the yard and watch the Sox. All right, let's do this. Like, after listening to them the night before and after just seeing what this kid Colson Montgomery's doing, I'm like, you know what? I'm ready to have the White Sox a part of my life once again. And who knows? You know, Colson Montgomery could be due for a very, very rude awakening, as Lawrence said. But, like, for once, it's encouraging to have a guy like that come out of the gate pretty hot. And you're like, oh, God, here's another failed prospect slumping out of the chute. Like, everything that... Like, it's not just a slugging first baseman or DH type to get excited about. It's a guy that can actually help you win. He's already an above water, you know, positive win player. You know what I mean? So for a Sox prospect, I will take that.
It's the guy with the Corey Seager comps that makes sense if he can actually hit. You know, athletically and positionally, it makes sense. But if he hits, then the Corey Seager comps make a little more sense.
I'm glad that he is having this success, and it does speak to them trying something completely out of pocket, not something that most major league teams would do. Most major league teams would look at a guy that would need to go to swing school and go, you know what, we're done with that prospect. But to take the last step, which I imagine was the last step for the White Sox. Like, the White Sox going, you know what we can do? Why don't we just stop him from playing baseball and then work with him? And if we don't see results then we got to move on.
But people wanted him up, like, this early as opening day roster. They're like, bring him up
which
here.
Which was ridiculous.
Yeah, then what would have happened? You know, like that would have been totally on par with like some of the things that we had seen from Sox prospects over the years. Guy comes up too quick, fails, and then, you know, burns out, and you never really see him again.
But we've also seen some of the reverse. Like, think about how hot Gordon Beckham was when he first started with the White Sox. And Gordon, I thought, had a fine career, like a guy that played for a decade in the league. But Bacon, at the beginning, was, oh, this guy should hit leadoff, and he'll hit leadoff for the White Sox for the next decade. And then the league gets the book on you, and there's some things that you can't overcome.
Yeah, well, that's baseball. You got to keep making those adjustments back, you know? It's like, I love Tanny buying the CHSN app.
Me too.
Yesterday, Marty
and
I...
Well, Blackhawk season's around the corner,
there
too.
You go.
I do think that it's because of Alex's ad reads. I think that's what sold him.
Definitely.
That's what sold me on getting it, at least.
Look, your own ad reads.
Look, right. Once the Comcast deal was done, I went back to it. I went back to Xfinity. After the Comcast deal was done, I've been with Fubo, and I just like the interface better.
Oh yeah, man! The Xfinity interface is the business.
So the fact
C button
and being able to see our friends do really cool stuff, like their programming over there is pretty cool. And seeing some of that stuff, I'm glad that you found a little bit of joy. You got your White Sox cap on today.
Yeah, I slowly integrated the Sox cap back into the wardrobe. But yeah, I think having them, when they were back on the U against the Cubs, like, and then my daughter was like, hey, when are we going to go to a Sox game again?
Oh,
so like that comes around.
Nice.
That
that's
rolls
how it
back
happens.
Around. And I was like, yeah, but just having them consistently for three straight games on your television,
yeah.
Like you do, you're like, I miss that as part of the fabric of your summers. And yeah, so and when it's a better product, above all, the product has to be something you feel good about. I wasn't going to do this for like another, you know, 2024 season, you know, but it feels good.
Long time acerbic White Sox fan caller Marty in Highland Park. Yesterday on Hit and Run said he feels like he's been reunited with an estranged friend. That's his relationship with the White Sox is back, right? It's like, God, this friend, I hate this person now, but God, we had some fun together. We really did. It was nice. And like, well, maybe we should hang out. Maybe we should hang out again. So there's Tanny and his White Sox hanging out together again.
I think I'm going to do, I thought about it this weekend. I legit thought about this weekend going to Anaheim. To go watch the White Sox.
You think about a lot.
I do.
Instead, what are you doing?
I was just hanging out. But I thought about it.
Yeah, well, we're familiar with the way you think about going places.
But then you bait us
and you switch. That's what you do.
You'll say, I might go.
Oh, yeah.
I might.
Alex, that's it. You're on to the bit.
Are they in Kansas City this weekend or is it next weekend maybe?
And then Alex, he'll wait until he's not there and say, I still might go tomorrow. You know,
I still might.
Just keeps trolling us.
I am going to Canada. I'm going to go see the Cubs play the Blue Jays.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. That's easy to go see the Cubs
and the Blue Jays because the Blue Jays are pretty good.
Not the White Sox, but we're talking about a road trip for the White Sox. Getting on a plane to go see the White Sox. I mean,
that's a lot. It's a big ass for the Sox.
Toronto's easy though.
I mean, most media entities don't send people on planes to see the White Sox.
The White Sox are in KC next weekend.
Next weekend.
Oh,
not this weekend. No.
No, but that's fine. That seems like I'm not going anywhere. So go next weekend. Go to the Negro Leagues Museum. See Bob Kendrick.
Go do it. Go to the Jazz Museum.
Yeah.
Across the parking lot.
And I like the Royals ballpark actually too.
Yeah. No, we're not gonna pivot to the negative.
Yeah.
Good. We teased it, but I'm content to not hear more about what happened to the unraveling of the 2021.
How about we save that for another time?
Another time.
It's okay to speak nicely about the White Sox.
Yeah, just live in the present, live in the now. Although this texture is saying that Mack and Spiegs killed Gordon Beckham's career. You, sir, can bite me, okay? Just because I had to ask him every week what was going wrong and he didn't have an answer every single week. I just got to get back to being myself. Oh, it was tough to listen to and tough to interview. But it's not our fault, sir. How dare you?
It was a really big like drop off because that first season was a... He played a lot of games. Like, it wasn't like it was 10 games.
Remember
it was 100 games.
Remember Ozzy going, don't go putting bacon in the Hall of Fame?
Ozzy
knows.
Said,
if we need bacon, we're in trouble. Like, he said that very early on, and so true.
Yeah. 808 OPS that first year. He's a 2.1 war player.
808, then heartbreak.
Bring it all back to Kanye.
Come on now.
Building a house at Soldier Field.
You're always talking about Kanye.
Lighting it on fire.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Be careful with that wave.
I mean, it does go with Kanye and with the things that Speaks likes to talk about usually.
Do I look muskish in that? Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a good point. Yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.